My back and knees hurt asks, how do I get my wife?
They're not even trying anymore with these names.
Well, my back, that's a
that's not a name.
The next name is just, hello, I live in Minnesota.
How do I get my wife to stop wasting money on dance classes for our daughter? She's 10 and has been in dance class for 6 years. She is the worst in the class and hasn't improved in the last 2 years, while the other girls are improving rapidly.
That's actually kind of funny.
I love the self-awareness on my knees.
My back.
My knees and backs hurts. What is it?
My neck, my back.
My back and knees hurts.
Yeah, my back and knees hurts. Your awareness of is the more parents need this awareness.
Top notch.
Top notch. One, it's tough because you don't want to crush your kid's dreams and tell them to quit. You know, you can't do that. So I think what you got to do is just start suggesting things that they you think they would be baller at.
Dance around the subject.
Yeah, dance around it.
Mm-hmm. However, it could have her in dance class because that's where a lot of her friends are at, too.
She's six. She can make new friends.
No, she's 10. She's 10. Been in it for 6 years.
Okay.
So now, I mean, to transition to another sport with new friends, that'd be tough for a 10-year-old.
It's also like one of those things where, well, one, if the kid is really bad, then the friends are going to start to resent her because she's holding down the whole crew. So actually,
she's going to get made fun of behind her back.
So it's worse for the friendship, for the friendships that she has to stay in dance. Two, if she's not necessarily bad enough to be holding down the whole squad, I think, though, if she's having fun, you kind of just got to let her do her thing.
Let her buck,
I mean, I think if she has another sport that she's really good at, maybe try and get her into a camp for that sport during dance season. Yeah,
try coding.
Yeah. Maybe.
Coding. I mean, that's practical for your whole life.
No.
Or get her into like softball or something. Usually if you're not good at dance, you're not very eloquent.
Yeah.
And you're not very graceful. I feel like softball is a great move.
Yeah.
Start slapping that ball around. Fucking get
them knees dirt.
Yeah, fucking get some dirt on that jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can scrape your knees up a little bit.
An easy way to do that is just start tossing the ball around in the yard with her.
Step one.
You gotta get her.
You gotta be tossing the ball.
Show her some old highlights of Jenny Finch back in the day.
Yeah,
absolutely electric highlights out of her.
Or you know,
maybe show her a compilation of the best slap bunts in softball. nothing gets me rock hard like a slap bunt in softball. You know,
because by the time the bunt's laid down, they're already at first.
Correct. Yeah, they're already out of the box by the time they hit the ball.
Yeah. You could show them some highlights too of Misty Mae Trainor and Kerry Walsh.
Yeah, maybe get some beach volleyball going.
Some beach volleyball. That way you're
not
still
those great, are names though, I know.
Not great if you live in the northern Midwest. You know, beach volleyball is not awesome.
Not indoor volleyball. Same season as dance.
Ooh.
See, the problem with dance, I think it's all year round.
At least the high school dance is set to a fall winter season. My sisters were in it forever. And then there is club dance all summer.
You
sucks.
Could also make it a budgetary decision.
Big time.
You know, we're in a fucking bull bear market right now.
bull bear. I've just been getting pump and dumped.
I've been pumping and dumping stocks, and I am not liquid, daughter. And due to lack of liquidation, we just don't have the funds to be supporting dance. I know it sucks.
Yep.
We'll throw YouTube on. You can dance on YouTube to Miss Rachel or whatever you watch these days.
Not too many 10-year-olds.
And it's just this financial decision we have to make.
Yeah. Or what you could do is you could tell you hired a private dance instructor. Yeah. Like, hey, it all comes via YouTube. And then throw on fucking Miss R.
You could just rip that YouTube video and pretend it's a video that you paid for.
For sure.
And then you just put, because you got to have parental guides on your YouTube, then just block that channel so she can't watch it on her own and find out you're lying.
You 100%. Could go diabolical, really dark, and just be like, hey, I just talked to the doctor. You have this rare disease that you watch the movie Footloose.
Yeah.
It's just, if you dance, you'll die.
You dance, your limbs will come loose.
Yeah, it's just that I think the doctor's banning you from dancing because your joints can't support dance.
Yeah, or, you know.
But it can support softball is what he said.
Yeah. Sprinting is fine.
Yeah.
Pirouettes, no dice.
It's just you got bad toes. You know, yep. You can't get up on those toes and spin. It's just bad.
Yeah, we can't be tearing ACLs on the basketball court at halftime.
I talked to Dr. Q Angle. Of your hips, it's just too steep. You're gonna tear an ACL dancing.
You just make that up.
No, Q angles. Oh,
okay. He's an exercise scientist.
So the reason why females are more susceptible to an ACL tear is because they have a greater Q angle in their hips, because obviously they need to have children. So it's like your hips, the bones come down at a steeper angle, which puts more pressure on your knee ligaments. And you tear them.
Fuck. That's deep.
Steep.
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 I don't know. It seems like a lot for it's a logical. 10-year-old to digest. You might just want to go the disease route.
I do know, though, that getting into dance at a young age, a lot of girls that stay in dance until they graduate.
Dance was very big in my high school too.
My wife said that if we have a girl, we're not gonna be a dance family.
Yeah, I didn't love it.
So, I'm sorry, Tyler, but on the male side, she'll never be a wrestling mom, is what she said.
Mm, too bad. A lot of good life lessons in that sport.
You know,
he'll be a BJJ kid though.
Oh my god.
You know,
that's. Same church, different pew.
Yeah. It's on. Yeah, I don't know. I suppose that's probably better. Less ringworm.
No, same exact amount of ringworm.
Yeah, but they're wearing those the fucking tarps that they wear.
The canvas
belts.
The gi.
You know?
Yeah,
it's a lot less tight shots on the package. You know?
Well, yeah, and that way you don't have. There's not, you know, like if you do, if your kid is not blessed
and knowing your kid, he's not a shower or a grower, and so he's gonna need some loose fitting clothing.
I told you about this. I had a buddy. He stuffed his singlet.
Yeah, yeah. You gotta get your kid in a fucking tarp.
What are they called? A gi.
We gotta get your kid in a gi.
How you spell it?
G-I.
G-I.
I used to have a gi.
Gastrointestinal.
I was in Taekwondo.
Aren't you a black belt?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Show us something.
I mean, I could. I just don't have time.
Great boots for it.
There's a board in here you could break.
Oh, I could easily break it.
Let's do it.
Hey, I was 10 when I got my black belt, so it was 20 years ago.
I still don't know if I believe in the whole board breaking thing. They're pre-broke.
No, it's just a wood that's pretty simple to break.
Sure. It's like a cardboard. It's like a
IKEA shit.
Yeah.
It's particle board.
But yeah. Yep. Yep. From IKEA.
Yep.
So.
Guys, that was a fun little snippet from our Patreon episode last week. You can find all of our Patreon episodes at patreon.com/youbetcharadio.